Dr. Greger's Daily Dozen. Whole food, plant-based nutrition. Pretty self-explanatory, right? But aren't some green light foods better than others? For example, you can apparently live extended periods eating practically nothing but potatoes. That would, by definition, be a whole food, plant-based diet, but not a very healthy one. All plant foods are not created equal. The more I've researched over the years, the more I've come to realize that healthy foods are not necessarily interchangeable. Some foods and food groups have special nutrients not found in abundance elsewhere. For example, sulforaphane, the amazing liver enzyme detox-boosting compounds I profiled earlier, is derived almost exclusively from cruciferous vegetables. You could eat tons of other greens and vegetables on a given day and get no appreciable sulforaphane if you didn't eat something cruciferous. It's the same with flax seeds and the anti-cancer lignan compounds. As I mentioned earlier, flax may average 100 times more lignans than other foods. And mushrooms aren't even plants at all. They belong to an entirely different biological classification and may contain nutrients like ergothionine not made anywhere in the plant kingdom. So technically, maybe I should be referring to a whole food plant and fungus-based diet, but that just sounds kind of gross. Seems like every time I come home from the medical library buzzing with some exciting new data, my family rolls their eyes, sighs, and asks, "What can't we eat now?" Or they'll say, "Wait a second, why does everything seem to have parsley in it all of a sudden?" My poor family, they've been very tolerant. As the list of foods I tried to fit in my daily diet grew, I made a checklist and had it on a little dry erase board on the fridge. We would make a game out of ticking off all the boxes. This evolved into the Daily Dozen. In the PDF, you'll see an image of the Daily Dozen, which suggests we should have 3 servings of beans every day, 1 serving of berries, 3 servings of other fruits, 1 serving of cruciferous vegetables, 2 servings of other greens, 2 servings of other vegetables, a serving of flax seeds, a serving of nuts, a serving of spices, 3 servings of whole grains, 5 glasses of beverages, and 1 serving of exercise. By beans, I mean legumes, which comprises all the different kinds of beans, including soybeans, split peas, chickpeas, and lentils. While eating a bowl of pea soup or dipping carrots in hummus may not seem like eating beans, it is. You should try to get 3 servings a day. A serving is defined as a quarter cup of hummus or bean dip, a half cup of cooked beans, split peas, chickpeas, tofu, or tempeh, or a full cup of fresh peas or sprouted lentils. Though peanuts are technically legumes, nutritionally I've grouped them in the nuts category, just as I would consider green, like snap or string peas, to be better placed in the other vegetables category. A serving of berries is a half cup of fresh or frozen, or a quarter cup of dried. While biologically speaking, avocados, bananas, even watermelons are technically berries, I'm using the colloquial term for any small edible fruit, which is why I include kumquats and grapes and raisins in this category, as well as fruits that are typically thought of as berries but aren't technically, such as blackberries, cherries, mulberries, raspberries, and strawberries. For other fruits, a serving is a medium-sized fruit, a cup of cut-up fruit, or a quarter cup of dried fruit. Again, I'm using the colloquial rather than botanical definition, so I place tomatoes in the other vegetable group. Interestingly, this is something the U.S. Supreme Court actually ruled on in 1893. Arkansas decided to have it both ways, declaring tomatoes both the official state fruit and the official state vegetable. Common cruciferous vegetables include broccoli, cabbage, collards, and kale. I recommend at least 1 serving a day, typically a half cup, and at least 2 additional servings of greens every day, cruciferous or otherwise. Serving sizes for other greens and vegetables are a cup for raw leafy vegetables, a half cup for other raw or cooked vegetables, and a quarter cup for dried mushrooms. Everyone should try to incorporate 1 tablespoon of ground flax seeds into his or her daily diet, in addition to a serving of nuts or other seeds. A quarter cup of nuts is considered a serving, or 2 tablespoons of nut or seed butters, including peanut butter. Chestnuts and coconuts don't nutritionally count as nuts. I also recommend 1/4 teaspoon a day of the spice turmeric, along with any other salt-free herbs and spices you may enjoy. A serving of whole grains can be considered a half cup of hot cereal, such as oatmeal, cooked grain, such as rice, including the pseudo-grains, amaranth, buckwheat, and quinoa, cooked pasta or corn kernels, or a cup of ready-to-eat cold cereal, one tortilla or slice of bread, half a bagel or English muffin, or 3 cups of popcorn. A serving size in the beverage category is 1 glass, 12 ounces, and the recommended 5 glasses a day is in addition to the water you get naturally from the foods in your diet. Finally, I advise 1 daily serving of exercise, which can be split up over the day. I recommend 90 minutes of moderate intensity activity, such as brisk, like 4 miles per hour walking, or 40 minutes of vigorous activity, such as jogging or active sports, each day. Why so much? I'll explain my reasoning in the exercise chapter. This may all sound like a lot of boxes to check every day, but it's not difficult to knock off a bunch at one time. One simple peanut butter and banana sandwich, and you just checked off 4 boxes. Or imagine sitting down to a big salad. 2 cups of spinach, a handful of arugula, a handful of toasted walnuts, half cup of chickpeas, half cup of red bell pepper, a small tomato. You just knocked out 7 boxes in one dish. Sprinkle on some flax, add a handful of goji berries, enjoy it with a glass of water and fruit for dessert, and you could wipe out nearly half your daily checkboxes in a single meal. And then if you just ate it on a treadmill... Okay, just kidding. Do I check off each glass of water I drink? No. In fact, I don't even use the checklist anymore. I just used it initially as a tool to get me into a routine. You know, whenever I was sitting down to a meal, I would ask myself, could I add greens to this? Could I add beans to this? Right? I always have an open can of beans in the fridge. Can I sprinkle some flax or pumpkin seeds or maybe some dried fruit? The checklist just got me into the habit of thinking, how can I make this meal even healthier? I also found the checklist helped with grocery shopping. Although I always keep bags of frozen berries and greens in the freezer, you know, if I'm at the store and I want to buy fresh produce for the week, it helps me figure out, you know, how much kale or blueberries I need. The checklist also helps me, you know, picture what a meal might look like. Looking over the checklist, you'll see that there are 3 servings each of beans, fruits, and whole grains, and about twice as many vegetables in total than any other food component. So glancing at my plate, you know, I can imagine 1/4 filled with, you know, grains, 1/4 with legumes, and 1/2 plate filled with vegetables, along with maybe a side salad and fruit for dessert. I prefer one bowl meals where everything's mixed in, but the checklist still helps me visualize, right? Instead of a big bowl of spaghetti with some veggies and lentils on top, I think of a big bowl of vegetables with some pasta and lentils mixed in. Instead of a big plate of brown rice with some stir-fried veggies on top, I picture a meal that's mostly veggies, and oh look, there's some rice and beans in there too. But there's, you know, no need to be obsessive about the daily dozen. You know, on hectic travel days when I've burned through my snacks and I'm trying to, you know, piece together some semblance of a healthy meal at the airport food court, you know, sometimes I'm lucky if I even hit 1/4 of my goals, right? If you eat poorly on one day, just try to eat better the next. You know, my hope is that the checklist will serve you as a helpful reminder to try to eat a variety of the healthiest foods every day. But should you eat your veggies raw or cooked? Do you need to choose organic or is conventional okay? What about GMOs, gluten? You know, all these questions and more will be answered as I go through each of the Daily Dozen in detail in the following chapters.